This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Indiana's latest parental notification law has been dealt a setback. For years, Indiana has tried to protect girls from abortion without a parent's knowledge. Tragically, the two groups most credibly alleged to do that are sex slave traffickers or pimps and the abortion industry. Because of the resources these two groups bring to their assault on young girls, this year Indiana strengthened their law. But a federal injunction Wednesday in part returns minor girls to the exclusive care of judges and the abortion industry counselors who are never there to pick up the pieces after an abortion. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania wanted the Third Circuit Court of Appeals to allow zoning laws to curtail free speech at abortion clinics. The court cut short their arguments, and those praying outside a local Planned Parenthood abortion clinic and counseling women against abortion may continue without police harassment. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. In other headlines, the Chancellor of North Ireland has announced free abortions. The North Irish government has long resisted eugenic depopulation by abortion. Early arranged death performed by assisted suicide or medical means is suffering a blow as an early physician advocate for the practice now says it has gone too far. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.